We are in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, and we will be up to Sif Tes Vav, and we will be concluding the Siman. Tarnagolis Sluya, a roast chicken shenimtza b'chita mevukas b'soch haPesach, in which you found a chametz grain, you found grain that swelled up. Chotach Mokam Papua Lefi Omer Hadas. So what you have to do is imagine how far it could have spread, and you have to cut it off. Because everyone agrees that by way of tzliya, by way of roasting, it does spread a little bit. The halacha is that if it's fatty, then we would say that it would get spread all over the place. The yesh osur miskula lefik shemahapkim mishik kishemis mahapkim hashpud mispashet hatam b'chola tarnagolas. There are those who say that since when you roast it, you turn it upside down so that you keep moving it from side to side. So we'd say that the tam spread throughout the entire chicken. V'chein yesh mishos akol ha-tarnagolas ha-sluyas ima bos ha-shpud ha-nogis zo bazo. All of those that were sitting on the same shpud as you were roasting it, they will ask it, kei dehipoch ha-shpud mispashet mizu lezu. It'll even go from one piece to another. Now this is all where it's done where it was done on a spit and on a skewer. Whereas what happens if you did it on coals directly, then since it's not normally turned all over the place, we would not have to be choshish that the chametz spread around. Now this is all if they're touching, because we do not say that by way of the stick that they're on together, the chametz will spread from one to another, unless the actual chickens are touching themselves. The Mishnah Berura does bring that what happens if you're dealing with a fatty chicken, it'll lacer everything, and he brings a makor chayim that is makel. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berura is machalik, and he says that if the grain of wheat swelled up in a way that it is chametz, you should be machmir. Whereas that means and in a fatty chicken to answer the whole thing. Whereas if it didn't swell up, it doesn't have signs of chametz, it's only soft, one would not have to be machmir. Sif tesvav tezayin chita osorah shenimtzes bezefek ha'of, in the gizzard of the chicken. In the pupik, you find a grain. La'achar shehivu also, after that you singed it off, what they do is they hold it over the fire to burn the feathers. Mutter, the halach is that it is mutter, because we say that it's not really held there long enough to really roast. You just hold it over the fire quickly. V'achite v'asor tzorach l'sorfam d'lochashiv yikum u'chalim. But the wheat or barley has to be burnt. They're not considered digested, even though the halach is... with regard to tumah, we consider them already digested. With regard to chametz on Pesach, they are not considered digested. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berura says that the grah holds mi'ikar adin, that it is considered digested also with regard to chametz. At the very end, the Mishnah Berura brings the Sefer Tanya, kol inyonei ha-Pesach lo yasai de akum. All anything being done for Pesach have done by Jews. V'chein roish lo yasei deiktanim, also not children. Everything that's done for Pesach is supposed to be done l'shem Pesach by a Jewish adult, and this way he will see if there's anything that could have made anything usher, or he'll know enough to be able to ask a shayla if necessary.